Former Libyan intelligence agent Abdelbaset Ali al-Megrahi is serving a life sentence in prison in Scotland, but news reports in Britain say he could be released as early as next week. Megrahi is dying of prostate cancer and his condition is reported to have worsened. Reports say his early release could be granted on humanitarian grounds to allow him to spend his remaining days with family back in Libya. There has been no official confirmation of such a move, but Scottish Justice Secretary Kenny McCaskill says he's considering the issue.
I've made no decision. Clearly, I've been listening to representations from the Americans, from the families. I now have to reflect. I'm conscious that I have to do so as speedily as possible. Clearly, he's terribly ill and there's other factors, but I have made no decision as yet.
A bomb aboard Pan Am Flight 103 brought down the passenger jet in December of 1988 over the town of Lockerbie. All 259 people on board were killed, along with 11 on the ground. Most of the victims were Americans. Reports of Megrahi's possible release have prompted mixed reactions from family members of some of the victims. Speaking on British television, Kathleen Flynn said Megrahi's release would not be right.
You don't allow someone who has murdered, premeditated murder of 270 innocent people, and let them walk away.
But speaking for some of the British victims' families, Jim Swire takes a different view.
It's easy for me because I don't believe he's guilty. I think he should never have been found guilty.
Two Libyans were indicted for the attack, but only Megrahi was convicted under Scottish law at a trial in the Netherlands. Many of the families of Britons killed in the bombing have said they do not think the evidence against Megrahi was conclusive. He began his prison term in 2002. He has maintained his innocence and has twice appealed his sentence. 4 years after his conviction, the Libyan government officially acknowledged responsibility and agreed to pay $2.7 billion in compensation to the victims' families. That paved the way for the lifting of Western sanctions against Libya and normalization of diplomatic ties. Sonia Pace, VOA News, London.